قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم. The ultimate that a person can reach is to the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that's the furthest. First, there is some type of a relationship. Then the relationship escalates. Then there is a liking. And thereafter, after the liking, for Allah Ta'ala, you can't use the word infatuation. It's slightly higher than the liking. And then it goes to the level of love, muhabbat. So that's the highest. There's two words that are used in the Quran Sharif. One is Khalil, and the word Muhabib is used in the Hadith. وَاتَّخَرَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. So what is Khalil? Al-Mu'a Qasim Sal has explained this word Khalil. لوم اللائم حول قلب الطائه وهو الأحب منه في سودائه. So there's two types of attachments, right? One is the attachments that are around the heart, right? So you have an attachment with a lot of things, with your car, with your house, with your furniture, with your children. You have attachment. وَهَوَ الْأَحِبَّ مِنْهُ فِي سَوْدَائِ. And then you have a special attachment, special, unique. So from the people that you like, and there's something that is absolutely the apple of your eye, absolutely unique, and you can't share that love with anybody. Now that love is in the recess of the heart. So the other type of attachments are around the heart. And then the special, exclusive muhabbat that is right in the bosom, right in the recess. So when you say khullat and khalil, then this is what it refers to, that special exclusive muhabbat. So you don't share, or you can't share that muhabbat with anybody else. Just exclusive. So that is for Allah Ta'ala. Others, you respect them, you like them, you bond with them, but then you talk of exclusive, that is for Allah Ta'ala. And then there is a discussion whether muhabbat is more advanced or khullat is more advanced. Rasulullah was both the Khalilullah as well as the Habibullah. Right? He had both muhabbat and khullat. So there's exclusive love. So the hadith says it very clearly. لَوْ اتَّخَذْتُ خَلِيلًا لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ. If I had an exclusive friend, but then he says, اتخذني الله خليلا. Allah Ta'ala said. So in that level, then obviously I can't share with anybody. That's not exclusive. But overall, it is the association with people, and then the better the association, and the greater the muhabbat. With Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the greater than the greater the muhabbat. So the ayah shows now, how do you get to muhabbat? فَاتَّبِعُونِ. So then the muhabbat will have two dimensions. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَدَ لِلَّهِ فقد استكمل الإيمان. You love only for Allah Ta'ala, and you dislike or you hate only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then is your iman complete and perfect. And if it is not such, that you love for Allah Ta'ala, but you don't have the level of hatred for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then there is some weakness in your iman. It's both sides. The muhabbat has to be kamil, and the hatred also has to be kamil, for the iman to be kamil. And when the iman is deficient, then everything else gets affected. Like you see a ground, right? So if the soil conditions are perfect, right, the soil conditions, the weather conditions are perfect, right, then the product also will be perfect. But if it is deficient, then the product that is giving off also is going to be deficient. It's going to be defective. So the product you want is muhabbat. So for the muhabbat to be perfect, then ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah. You love for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and you hate also for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That is why even the Quran speaks about the aspects of love, right? And loyalty. Then, like he says, for example, ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in bainana, common terms, right? And ta'alu nad'u abna'ana wa abna'akum. So he's talking about iman. But he's rounding, how he's rounding it up? فَإِن تَوَلُّوا فَقُولُوا شَهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Now that's a very, very great ayat. But do we have the time to think? فَإِن تَوَلُّوا فَقُولُوا شَهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. But if it is that someone prefers turning away from this part, then tell them, see, my path is clear. I am on the path of total submission. So when he said that I am in a path of total submission, then what it's saying, then I won't play a balancing role. With this side, that side, keep this one right, keep this one happy. No, I won't do that. فَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا فَقُولُوا شَهَدُوا بِأَنَّا. Remember, I'm announcing to you. I'm announcing that I am on this side, and I remain on this side. So then you'll see this in every Nabi, and his way was absolutely clear. Right? So, you look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose way we are commanded, right? فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, right? We are asked to. So there's two things in his life. One is his hanif, right? And one is his clear declaration, right? What is hanif? When you say hanif means that he's broken away from polytheism, broken away from paganism, and dedicated himself to Allah Ta'ala. So that's called the hanif. Yak sab se hat karke khuda ki taraf yaksu hona. So paganism, all this ignorance, etc., and polytheism, he's broken away from that, and he's moved on totally devotion, devoted, but like a dedication. So that's called hanif. So that is why Allah says, then follow that way. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So that was one thing. And then, when he declared his faith to Allah Ta'ala, then he made clear to his people, إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. I break away from you and all your ways, from you and from your ways. وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. In praise of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah shows that if he was perfect in iman, in love, then he was perfect in his hatred as well. بَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. So from this point now, then the people also turned away. So his father and his house people, his tribesmen, they said, أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So he made his point clear, no ambiguity. أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي. Are you showing an aversion? See that? So he showed his aversion, his dislike for their ways, and he showed it clearly. Now see, for example, Ibrahim al-Islam says, alright, let's balance it, clear. Right? Would he have earned the title Hanif? Would he have earned the title if he tried to play this? So he said, no. I'm showing that my loyalty is totally on this side, and I'm not going to play any type of a game here. Because it's your akhirat. If I'm going to show a game here, then the people, the multitudes are going to show the same. I need to make my stance absolutely clear. Now for me, just to gain support, if I'm going to show this type of a game, I'll get the support perhaps, right? But then, I got the support, did I get the connection with Allah? Then I lost the whole thing out. The whole thing, just to gain support, I played the tune. When I played the tune, I may have got the support, but did I get Allah after it? Why? He didn't show the dislike and the aversion for the wrong and the people of the wrong. Right? Do you see that? How clear it is. أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Are you showing a dislike? لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِي لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. You're not going to desist. We'll stone, we'll kill you. وَهَجُرْنِي مَلِيمَ. So leave me, get out from here for a long time. See, Ibrahim said, no, I'm sorry, maaf, I won't do this again. He didn't say that. What he said then? Then he says, Salaam alayhi. So, he's a father that he's speaking to, so he has to speak with respect, but he didn't mince his words. So, astaghfiruk, I'll make dua for your maghfirah. That means, I'll make dua that Allah guides you, and then you can become eligible for his maghfirah. So, the kafir that died in kufr, you can't make dua for him. But he's still alive, you can make dua for his hidayat, then for him to come onto the eligibility of maghfirat. So you can only become eligible if there is life or there is iman. If there is no life and there is no iman, then you know, مَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَمْ مُوْعِدَةِ مُعَادَهَا إِيَّا. So he made it clear, see, I will make dua for you. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ. But when it became clear that أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ, that this man is the enemy of Allah Ta'ala, then he broke away. See that? So he showed the allegiance until the point of eligibility. Eligibility is life. Eligibility is iman, right? So he didn't have that life and he's gone. And he didn't show his iman. So then he says, بَدَا بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَى. Now it's over. So there's no point now that we're going to show any type of love for you. See how clear it is. So see the Anbiya and the see their stance. Then the Sayyidul Anbiya, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at his stance. So he was the most loved, the respected and the honored. So we hear about the Hajar Aswad and how they all agreed that he must place it, right? So he had the support of the whole Makkah Mukarramah, for the whole Makkah Mukarramah to say that he must have the honor of placing the Hajar Aswad in its place, the honor of everybody. Leaders, no leaders, everybody, right? Then there is an amanat, there is a thing to keep in trust, Muhammad al-Amin, Sadiq al-Amin. Then when he made that announcement on Safa, right, right to tell you that there's an enemy at the foot of this hill, will you believe us? Will you believe in me? La nujarribu alayka al-kazib. We never see you speaking a lie. You were honest, you were truthful. But the moment he then declared his status, his stance, then they said, tabbat yada, tabbat laka sa'ir al-yawm. See, the enmity came out when he made his stance clear. See, up to that point, Islam was going on, but in secrecy. But now the command came first, da, now announce it. Now, no more in secret now. Now announce it. So when he announces it now, then that's where the enmity starts off. So, you will understand that the Nabi had to proclaim him. فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُعْرَدْ وَعَارِدْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهَزِئِينَ. And when you're going to be standing like this, then there's going to be some type of hatred. They'll jeer you, they'll ridicule you, they'll poke fun at you. So you don't be bothered about that. We will suffice you. We will be sufficient for you. So what is supposed to be a Muslim's role? Where does he stand? How does he stand? And what is supposed to be his role? And at which point the hatred starts off? When you're going to proclaim the truth, then there's going to be hatred. And it's unavoidable. And if you want to avoid it, that means you are asking for a position that is even greater and more sublime than Rasul-e Pak's person. Because he had that enemy, he had all his people against him, right? But he still commanded that you make that declaration. So the declaration is not that deliberately you invite aggression and hostility, no. But when there is a need to declare and make your stance clear, you make your stance absolutely clear. Now, I don't want to show a balancing act, make this one happy, that one happy, and get everybody to make it clear. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعُدْ. Make my stance clear, absolute. And we don't want even the slight consideration to the batil, we don't want that. Can you find someone as great in the Jewish community as Abdullah bin Salam? He's from the Banu Qaynuqa, and he is the head of all the rabbis and the Ahl al-Ilm of the Jews, all. Everybody, he's the highest, right? Now, in his piety and in his love, so sometimes you don't observe the line. You go beyond the line in showing love and in showing your righteousness, right? Like the Sahaba Kiram, they came from some Christian country or something, and they say that, Ya Rasulallah, you deserve to be bowed to and to make sajda to. Rasulullah doesn't stop them. All of us know. So, you cannot say that they did it out of kufr and disbelief. Yes, the level of love and sincerity was too great. But they had to maintain the line. That you don't do this. We understand that's your love. We understand your loyalty. We understand your respect. But maintain the line. So, Ibn Salam, Abdullah bin Salam also, we understand your respect and all that, right? But, now, when he shows that I need to make some type of consideration. Consideration to what? To showing some level of respect to Judaism, right? Because that was my past creed, and it was a divine religion. But it's a divine religion endorsed by Allah Ta'ala, so I'm just showing my consideration. How? By making ta'zim of the Sabbath. By honoring the Sabbath. I won't consider it to be a faraz. I won't consider it to be something obligatory. But as a consideration, I will show some regards for the past creed. Right? So, I'm not crossing the line that I'm considering it to be compulsory like it was in Judaism. And I'm maintaining my faith in Islam. And then that verse came, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. That you come in full. Then, not half, I don't want half business. Half our business is in Islam, and you're showing consideration to a religion that is already been cancelled and expired, then Allah says, I don't want this. Come in full. Come in full, udhulu fi silmi kafir, the Lama showed, there's two explanations to it, that one is, you came in and you came with your entire physical self. It mustn't be that your one hand is in Islam and one hand is in kufr. Your one leg is in Islam and one leg is in consideration. I don't want that. Come in full. Or, for example, your body is in Islam and your eyes are in ma'asiyat. I don't want that. Your body is in Islam but your tongue is in ma'asiyat. I don't want that. Come in full. Udkhulu fi silmi kafir. That's the first explanation. The second explanation is that you come in with accepting all the obligations. Accepting namaz, accept roza. You're accepting the prohibition of zina, then also accept the prohibition of alcohol. Not that now you're accepting the prohibition of zina, and on the other end, you're taking some toxic things. So now you come in full. Right. And then the severity of the command, لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. If you're going to be leaving all this, then this is amounting to the footsteps of Shaitan. See that? How straight, how clear this was. So now, you get all types of people. See, now you get one person who's coming into the path of righteousness. One person is already strong and sound. Right? Sound. One person has reached such a level that he is unshakable. So you'll get all these three levels. Minhum muqtasid, minhum zalimul linafsi, wa minhum muqtasid, wa minhum sabiqun bil khairat. So one is still not right. He may be a Muslim, but he's not right. Waminhum muqtasid, one is moderate, right? Right. So now and then he's breaking some things. Not like the first person, he is now and then breaking some rules, right? Waminhum sabiqun bil khairat. Then that person who excels in all good. So he is so well rooted that he can't be shaken. Rasikhun. They sound very, very ground, very well grounded. So if a person is well, well grounded, then he can't be shaken. So now, he is different, and the first category is different. So today, in the past week or so, someone is asking me, how to read this one, can I read this, can I read that? As I see, it's different. Someone that is very, very sound in his ilm, he won't be shaken, right? He won't be shaken by anything, because he's sound. His loyalty to Allah is very much rooted, so he won't be ever moved because of relationship or because of the deficiency of understanding. So there may be two things. One is, you are overwhelmed with your relationship, or you may be deficient in your understanding. Right? So these two persons, they are still working. They're deficient in the understanding, or the relationship with people is too much. Now, such people will have to be very, very careful before they go into a public platform. Because now, you are wondering now, people are with me now. If I'm going to say something, then am I going to restore the relationship, or the relationship may be compromised? So now he's shaking like this. That's one class. And the other one is who's sincere, but he is deficient. His knowledge is not absolutely sound and grounded. So he also can't take a chance. Because he may just come across one line, one passage, and that one passage may just somersault him. One line he may read, right? And that one line can just turn him on the other side. See, you know, so this one is the person who's relationship with people is too strong and he wants to retain that. Here is something else. See what's happening. See. So now, this is where we are now. In this age, this is where we stuck. So sometimes our relationship, our allegiance, our muhabbat with someone is too much. And now because of that, we can't draw the line. We don't know where to stand. I'm going to say something, then I'll break up from him. If I don't say something, then others will look at me negatively. Now, how do I do it? In some areas, you may do it, it's alright. Some areas, you may do it as long as it's not going to compromise your deen or the deen of people. Right? One famous speaker, I won't say his name, right? Very famous speaker in Jamaat. He was here, right? He's passed on. So, he had requested, if I make a mistake, please to bring it to my attention. He's famous, the whole world knew him, right? India, as a spokesman he was. So he's given Karguzari. So he says in his talk, he says, asal cheez hai imandari. Imandari ho, to sab ke nazdeek ye mahboob cheez hai. The main thing is, imandari in Urdu translates as loyalty. Right? That's the main thing, loyalty, right? Or the loyalty, whatever it is. So I went and corrected him. I said, see, that when you said imandari in Urdu, how it translates, that you must be honest, you must be truthful in your transactions. That's how it's translated, right? So if you say now that's the key to success, then that Hindu will think that as long as I am honest, then I'm going through. That's a real reason. Asal cheeza sachai or wafadari. Let's be honest. Let's be truthful. Right? So how will he understand it? He'll understand it in this way. As long as I'm honest in my dealings with people, I'm not cheating, so I'm going to Jannat. I don't need anything further than that. Now, will this be something that he will use on his defense, or will this be a point where he will turn to the right? Right? That's the one disservice. The other disservice will be, I'm explaining that personally, that the second disservice will be that the Muslim will think that Iman is not so important, I just need to be honest and loyal. Right? Iman is not that important. What the more important thing is, must be honest and must be loyal. So here his Iman is gone, and here he didn't see the need for Iman. So this side you lost, and that side says, oh, how must I say it? I was surprised. I'm a child in front of him, right? He's such a great person, I'm a child. But then he asked, then how should I say it? So then, whatever came, explained. But you see, when we are working with people, right, with friends, then this is the response that we embrace. I said something, you corrected me. You said something, I corrected you, right? And now this is the ambiance, this is the style, and then you feel, you know, you're moving with a jamaat, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. You're working with a jamaat that is absolutely truthful. Otherwise, you keep working with a jamaat that is not truthful, but is trying to make a plan. What? I'm making a plan for you, and you're making a plan for me. You're covering up my back, and I'm covering up your back. In Farsi, they say, tu mura paji mago, man tura paji mago. Say, you call me Hazrat Hazrat, and I will call you Hazrat Hazrat. We'll scat each other's back. That doesn't work. You see, that's why I say this gulista is very important. Sheikh Sadi's kitab, all his misal he's got, and all the, you know, nooks and the crannies, you know, he's covering up. Where people slip up, how they slip up, how they misinterpret, they misread a situation. So he's given all, sometimes in an anecdote, sometimes in a joke, but he's given a deep lesson. So one place he gives an insult story, you know. Sometimes he looks like he's like a humorous person as well. Humorous person, got some humor. He says, now, the child went to the madrasa, and they're teaching him, in the sabak, dost e bayad ke girat daste dost, dar paresha hala wadar mandagi. He says that, the friend, who's the friend? Friend is the one who holds his friend's hand, right? In any situation, problems and happiness, he holds his friend's hands. And he learned the sabak and he's going out. So, when he went out now, he parks in the shopping center and his friend is boxing it out. He and someone else boxing it out properly. So he went and grabbed his friend's hands tight. This time he's punching him, boxing him. What are you doing? No, I learned the sabak. That those are bayad, Girat daste dost, tar paresha hala udar mandagi. Now, learn the lesson. I say deficient. What he was in, can you say he was deficient in his sincerity? No. But he was deficient in his understanding. Sometimes the understanding is wrong, and sometimes the loyalty is too much. Right? Sometimes bibi ki mohabbat, right? Bibi ki mohabbat ki wajah se. Bibi kehti hai ki ji, is makan mein to kuch nahi hai. Na, television hai, kuch nahi hai. So uski mohabbat mein humne kuch sab kuch kar liya because of the love. See, so what the love can do? Can turn you around. Can't it turn you around? It's just because of love now to turn things around. Kya karu? Ki wo baat manti nahi. Bachcha manta nahi. Paros mein jaakar ke TV dekhta hai. To humne kaha ki chalo, makan ke andar hi, hamare samne dekh lega. See that mohabbat. So we don't realize that mohabbat has to be kamil and the understanding must be kamil for you to peruse into any other book. If you are short here, or you are short here, then don't take a chance. For Allah Pak's sake, don't take a chance, please. Now you're getting famous, I hear the both the talks, see. He's talking of a person now. I remember that incident very, very, very vividly. Right, so, speaking about a television show in Pakistan, the month of Ramadan, and that girl just died, and they had to actually pick up that girl with that television to pick her body up to bury her. It's a long story, right? whatever happened, happened, right? Now that was then, around I think maybe late 90s. Now, that same person is appearing on television. And here he's saying, Azad will also printed this story here. And it's such a reliable thing, the sources are all reliable, everything. Then after some years, now there's a somersault. So the somersault is either because his allegiance with someone is too much. So then what happens, he's wobbling. This side, that side, this side, that side. Just now he was this side, now. Now what happens to the people that are sincere? Do they get a clear account or their minds are confused? Alright, we know about Nasikh Mansukh, but that was restricted to the time of Rasulullah Pakistan Prasam, where he could abrogate something, right? But after that, there's no such a thing like abrogation. Once, our Mustafa Rahmatullah, he studied Bukhari twice, once in Sanpur, then his father requested that he go study in Dioban as well. Other Shaykhul Islam, Mustafa Madri Rahmatullah, were studied by him. Bukhari Sharif. So, he says that after the dars, we used to accompany Hazrat back to his house. And students would ask something. Mawlana's Shaykhul Islam's tabir was that, a little bit, you could easily get, you know, he's an accessible person. So, Mustafa asked him, that when Isa alayhi salam comes down, then there'll be no jizya, right? The jizya will be cancelled permanently at the descent of Isa alayhi salam. So, has anybody got a right to cancel the shariat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Has anybody got the right to cancel the shariat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Right? Ustad is asking the question to his Ustad, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, or Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Right? Obviously, in the Sharia, there's no cancellations and there's no abrogations. It's complete, perfect, right? Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. So there's no cancellations. So, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam's answer was like this, right? Ye kisne kaha? Hazrat, aapne kal dars mein sunaya tha. Hazrat, you explained this whole concept or this whole lesson on your lesson last night. Now, as Shaykhul Islam said, a little bit more force. Ya kisne kaha tha? So now I understood. It was Rasul-e-Pasan's prediction that this will last until Isa alayhi salam comes. So as though Rasul-e-Pasan showed the expiry date. Starting here, and when it's going to expire, Rasul-e-Pasan showed him. You see that? Now such a great faqih, he also needed to consult to get a right understanding. Otherwise, it would have meant that someone after Nabi Sallam has got a right to make abrogations and adjustments to his way. But now, he was unclear, so he brought it to the attention of the Ustad. In one moment, all he said, "Ya kisne kaha?" What a beautiful way to answer it. Answer it, but with beauty. That was the Kamal. This Kuzhwara didn't say Kamal. He's called Shaykhul Islam, not just like that. He has Kamal in all respects. And then we gave him the title of Shaykhul Islam. So, we're talking about this Hubb-e-Kamil and Bughz-e-Kamil. Hubb-e-Kamil and Bughz-e-Kamil. Right. Remember, what is appreciated by Allah Ta'ala is truth. Truth. What you're doing, small or big, sometimes the Tawriya is permissible. Tawriya is outwardly, it seems like a lie, but really it's not a lie. Right? Outwardly, but really it's not a lie. Right? Ibrahim al-Islam discussed with his family, Sarah, that if the king asked, then you must say that you are my sister. Right? To avoid any type of problems, right? To say sister. Because you are a Muslim, and when you are a Muslim, then we are brothers and sisters in Islam. So this will avoid you from any type of oppression and cruelty. Right? Right. So now, outwardly it would seem, that when he said that you are my sister, it would seem like they are blood brothers and sisters. Right? So outwardly is a different story, and really it's a different story. So in a certain situation it is allowed, right? Not in every situation. So I have to practice also, seeing a situation now, how to minimize the whole problem, right? So you have to give an explanation to minimize the problem. Now, the problem is that we are quoting akabir, and we don't understand this akabir. So the akabir in politics, they did this, they sat with women all right, nothing. They're talking that, right? But they don't know the reality on the ground. Like Hazrat Ayyub Sahib Rahmatullahi, I was there in the Jalsa, Sat Sala, right? All the Buzhugs were there on the stage. Indira sat next to the Qari Sahib Rahmatullahi, right? Now, there were some freaks that were saying, you know, ulama also are sitting next to women, and all the dariwalas on the ground, and the kafir women sitting on the stage. Now, do you understand the context? Understand the context before you make this type of a fleeting statement, right? See, first is the ibarat in Aswaw al-Nazair, Amru Sultani Ikram. When a command comes from the head of the state, that is a compulsion. That is a compulsion. You have no choice. Right? Why? It's a command of the head of the state. Therefore, it's a compulsion, right? And now all of us are guilty of it. If you go on this here, that how did you commit this haram, then all of us will be guilty. I ask you for an ID, for a passport, do you take a passport snap? Why you take it? Because Amru Sultan. If you don't have that, they won't allow you to fly, right? You won't be allowed to do anything. So are we guilty of that? Guilty. But the guna is on who? The guna is on the one who's made it a command, not on us. Now, Indira said something. She is the government, right? The length and the breadth of India, they all hold in esteem, right? Respect. If Qari Sahib refuses, right? What will happen? There will be problems. Not only for him, but the Muslims right throughout will be problems. So there was an Amr at that time, and that Amr came from the head of the state. He had to just comply. Right? He had to comply. What else? He had, I asked if there was any other choice. Like you ask any big Buzrug, he's going for a jihad. How are you going to go? So we didn't understand the context, and we just heard one Busruk did this, so we are doing this because that Busruk did it. But we understood the whole context, how it worked out, what happened, what didn't happen. Did we understand the whole thing? We didn't understand anything. So now Busruk could go into this type of a gathering, so why can't we go into that type of a gathering? See that? See that? So it's a selective reporting. Reporting, but selective reporting, and I say that is very dangerous. It's unfair for the Buzurganadin. For your own agenda, we use these people here. I ask, is it right? It's your own personal agenda, and we are using the Buzurganadin. Like, for example, Zainul Abidin, I'll give you this example. You are Khaish, right? It's your own agenda. Right? Your own agenda. Your own agenda, that you are Khaish, now temptation, temptation is burning. You use your mother for that. Is that right? So using Deen for your own agenda is worse than you using Shari, is worse. See, use your mother, right? Was wrong. But even worse, what is worse? Using deen for your agenda. You want an agenda, and you just use the deen for your own agenda, personal agenda. It's very unfair. It's very, very unfair. Now, you see Shaykh al-Islam, rahmatullah, right? Attending a political program, right? Now look at it in perspective. Then you understand the whole picture. And you don't, selective quoting, you then distort the image and the reputation of the Buzhugaradi. Now he's at a portal gathering his woman that said, right? From the beginning to the end, his nazar is down. But it's a time, right? It's a time when he's fighting, the English, right? When just between 1890 until 1900, the English report, there were approximately 125 million that died, right, because of famine. And what was the cause of the famine? The Indians, mostly at that time, lived off the ground, right? Now, all their produce was shipped up to Europe. These people are living off the ground. They were nothing to eat. So, approximately over 100 million people died. Now, at that time, what are you going to do? Ask, what are you going to do? Look at the real life situation, right? Now, you have to save a life. Right? To save a life, you have to appear before a kafira judge. Say, Your Majesty, all that. But your idea is to save your mother's life, your daughter's life. I ask you, are you going to do that or not? Not going to do that. Are you going to do that? Why? You're going to save life. Here, Shaykh al-Islam, rahmatullah alayhi, had been in... for his brothers, his own family, were insisting, why don't you come to us in Medina Munawara? Your passports, everything is endorsed. And then he says, Ghareebane Hind ka kya hoga? These poor Muslims here in India, who's going to take care of them? Now to leave the residence of Medina Munawara, all that, but we do understand the context, what happened. We don't understand the siyak, sabak, what happened, nothing. And just say, kafira, کے ساتھ بیٹھتے ہیں کافرہ کے سامنے اس کی عزت احترام کرتے ہیں Do you understand the whole thing, how it happened? Do you understand what happened? Look at them, right? Now, I'm just going to show you in context. Then you understand the whole picture, get it right, get your understanding, and don't confuse yourself with the reputation of our Buzurgana Deen. Hazrat Muasir Sahib is going into politics, right? There is an announcement. Now, this I saw this myself. Right? I saw myself. Indira Gandhi is in power, and she made a declaration, announcement, that any religious institute must be endorsed by the central government. Without the endorsement of the central government, that thing won't be licensed, won't be passed. So, Hazrat knows these people. He's working with them, he knows them. His hand is on their pulse, he knows what's going on. What's going on in their minds, Mawlana knows what's going on, that if it is going to be a non-Muslim thing, they will just pass the thing, finish, one shot, you know, half an hour time they'll pass the thing. And if it's a Muslim institute, they'll give it the run for 30 years. This office here, this thing is short, this thing is not right here, this photo is not right, you know, and it's going from one office to another, 2 years, 2 years, 3 years, 30 years they'll give it, and nothing happens. You can't build a madrasa, you can't build a masjid, you can't build a khanqah, you can't build a markaz, nothing you can build. So Mawlana is watching what's going on, right? So he has to be sitting with them in parliament, woman already has to sit with them. But if he doesn't, then what's going to happen? So Mawlana called for an emergency, he rallied Muslims throughout India, an emergency. I know I was there at that time, I was not in India, but I heard the whole thing, right? I was here, I seen the whole thing. So in about 25 to 30 hours, there were 2.5 million Muslims rallying right in Delhi. Indira Gandhi saw this, she got a shock, she cancelled the whole thing for us. Can you see now what he stands for? For the opening of the masjid, for the opening of madrasas, for the opening of markazes, for the opening and flourishing of Muslim institutes, right? Now look at this in context. Now here look at it, what happened. Before the government announcement, you are saying we're going into politics, why? For the Muslims. And before the government can make the announcement, you're closing the masjid. Right? You're asking the masjid to be closed before the government, right? Number two again, you're supporting the kuffar against the Muslim in closing the masjid. Where everybody is now anxious, right, you stand for us, at least get the masjid open. Right? Number three, they understand it's a mistake, but up to this day now, did they make a retraction? The least you could have done is make a retraction. But now, won't do this. Now, is it fair to say that our ulama and Buzurgana Deen, they went into politics, so we can also go? Is it fair to say this? Can you see what was their goal and what is this goal here? Actually, the goal is the same. So it's just scoring goals. All right, I ask you, Chelsea and Man United, right, playing. You Chelsea side, right? Right. So, you're scoring goals against Chelsea. What do you say? You don't need rocket science to explain this thing here. You're scoring goals against who? Against your Muslim brothers, you're scoring goals. And you don't feel ashamed. You don't feel ashamed, you don't make a retraction. Then you use the Akabir's name. This is really, really unfair to them. See what he did. I want to ask somebody. He went to politics, he got all the masjids open. Madrasas open. Maktabs open. Markazas open. He got everything open. And you, what we're doing, we're closing these things. And you know, they went into politics, so we go into politics.
See, the goals are different. The game is the same. The game is politics. But I say the goal, is it same or different? Use your كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ اللَّهِ. Stand out for justice. See, this is why I say, sometimes the loyalties are too much, this side. And because of the loyalties, either we are playing a balancing on the sub-teacher, or our understanding is deficient. Sometimes the loyalty is too much, and sometimes the understanding is, then that person mustn't become a public speaker. Because he's going to be a public speaker, he's going to get somewhat of support. If he gets somewhat of support, he's going to get, I ask you then, will he be fair to Islam? Will he be fair to the Muslims? Right? Then now look at it now, to make it, to worsen the whole situation now, right? Now for your stance, for taking a stance, supporting all that, right? Which resulted in so many thousands and millions of people dying, chronic heart problems, all that, right? For your stance, you got a government, bonus, right? A couple of millions, right? So the most sensible thing to do was to reject it. Or you if you accepted it, then expiate for all the losses that you have caused. See, the speed that took the injection, etc., etc., chronic heart disease, etc., etc., right? Because of your encouragement. Did you have the decency to go to these poor people's homes who lost their jobs? I know people who lost their jobs. Right? They're the only breadwinner that lost a job because they failed to take the... I know people who got chronic heart problems. Right? I know heart specialists, you know. They come here and complain that all of them took injections, they have some type of a chronic heart problem. They say it openly. But do they have the heart to at least expiate for them, help them or compensate, or at least say, you know, we made a big blunder. Do they have the heart to do it? Now then, where's, you know, you have the heart to take the name of the Akabir. Is it right? See this kuffar, they said this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنَا بِهَذَا إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلِي آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. We saw Akabir, the same, exactly the same. When you say Aba, you mean Akabir, right? وَجَدْنَا عَلِيهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. See this kuffar mentality. What they're saying? We saw our Akabir, and Allah Ta'ala has commanded us with this. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْمَ. Allah Ta'ala refuses. See, the goals are different, right? The goals are different, the game is the same, but the goals are totally different, worlds apart. Can you see that? Is it the right thing to take this Akabir's name? Man has got tickets, everything secure for him in Medina Munawara, everything. And for us, he stayed there, just to see that our Islam is safe. And today now we're going to reward him in this way, misuse these people's name. I say, are we standing out for this verse? كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ اللَّهِ. Are you standing out firmly for justice? Or are you more worried about your reputation? لوگ مجھے کیا کہیں گے? How will they see me? They see me negatively. So are you more worried about your reputation than what's going to happen to Islam? Because these people stood up for Islam. Right? And then, when this negative picture is portrayed of this Akabir, then people have the negative understanding of this Akabir. Right? So they also in politics, and when you take the name of politics today, such ko khuda ke ghar mein, right? In the house of Allah Ta'ala, when someone says, hey, this is politics, what's your understanding? This is all siyasat ho gaya. What do you mean? It's corruption. Any person will tell you it's corruption. So that means you are saying that these Akabis were all corrupt. That's what you say. They were politics, so they were all corrupt. But do you understand the sacrifices they made, what they did? 100 million, the English reporting, 100 million people died because of famine and starvation. And as a result of them pushing away all the grains to Europe, letting these people who work for it with own farms, robbing them of their produce, sending it. Right? They had to stand. Imagine it was your mother, it was your daughter, it was your sister, and nobody stood for them. They stood for Islam, they stood for. They stood for the Muslims. And this is the repayment we get. Is it right? Is it honest? Is it we standing for كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ Your own blood. Even if it goes against them, it stands out. See? So understand these things here. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Islam stood as a he stood in politics, right? How he stood, right? This is a political conference in Lucknow, right? Nehru is the prime minister. You had first Gandhi, right? Then you had Sastri and all these people, and Nehru came. Now the Sheikh Islam is there in the political. And he made sure, he says, I won't take 1 cent from you guys. No titles. They offered him big title, right? And they offered him wealth, nothing. He said, Hamare khandan ki riwayat ke khilaaf hai. Right? This is against our Buzurgan Dineen's tradition. It's against it. And here we are prepared to take 7 million and say, no, our Kabir ka tariqa. Is it fair? He has blankly refused the benefit they're giving him. He's blankly refusing the titles they're giving him. And here you open your hands and taking those type of government benefits, right? And then you say, Kabir ka tariqa. I think, is it right? Is it right? And we are keeping quiet about the whole thing. Are we righteous? Are we standing up for justice? Or making our ulama and our kabir seem to be fraudulent and corrupt people? So he's sitting in a political meeting. Nehru is chairing that. He's the prime minister at the time, right? In that gathering now, in a political gathering, you only got a chance to speak about 10 minutes max. He has lengthened the talk for 1 hour. And the way he had the crowd, the whole conference, he had it in suspense, nobody could say anything. At the end, Nehru is saying, Shaykh al-Islam, tum humare saron ke upar is qadar bojh dalte hai, ki hum usko bardasht nahi kar paate. You are placing such a burden upon us, that we cannot endure it. Shaykh al-Islam is sitting in the chair, got his stick here, and he waved his stick. He said, had jao is kursi, sir. Ye kursi na ahlo ke liye nahi. Get out of this chair. It's not for people that are not capable. Straight away, sir, Ram Ram Ram, make maaf. But can you see our Kabir went into politics, and we also go into politics? Can you see their spirit? Can you see their motivation? Can you see their stance? Do you have that stance? They say, close the masjid, 2 weeks time, 2 weeks time. We'll listen to you. Now we're going to close it. Can you see that? Can you see the diversity? Now, can you say you are Kabir's tariqa? You away from the Kabir's tariqa. Totally away from the Kabir's tariqa. And then you want to quote these people. Yeah, really, it's very unfair. Very, very unfair. Dishonesty, unloyalty, and no appreciation for what these people have done. I tell you, if these people didn't do that sacrifice, there would have been hardly any Islam in India. Because we didn't read the whole, how we started off, what was the whole motion about, what was the aim, what were the goals, right? We didn't read the whole thing. When we didn't read the whole thing, so we don't know what the sacrifice was. And then here we read one story here, one story here, and we make up our own minds. I see, is it fair to him? Is it honesty? So we spoke about, but we started off Ati Allah or Ati Rasul, right? So we started off. So in this Itaatullah or Itaatul Rasul, there's not much time now. So let's try and round it up, right? Atiyu Allah, Atiyu Rasul, right? So how it starts off? It starts off, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you got muhabbat, right, then Atiyu Allah, Atiyu Rasul, right? Then the Quran says it's going on. So the Quran says style is unique, right? Sometimes you start off a subject, in between you talk of something, and then it'll revert to the subject. So you have to understand the whole sequence. It starts off, in between, it's brought out something, then it comes back. Right? So now you must be vigilant and see where Allah Pak started and where He's bringing you, right? He's connecting, reconnecting. Now He's saying, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Can you see the connection? That you can never attain the perfection in piety. Bir, kamil, kamil neki, right? You can't reach the perfection in righteousness until you spend of what you love. Can you see that? So one is general piety, and one is piety to the level of perfection. Right? So it's two different things. You can have a house, but with 20 leaks, right? Broken windows, no painted, right? No tiles in the bathroom, right? And one is perfect, right? I don't say Zaid now because we're praising what he says. To the level of perfection, everything is on place. The aesthetics, everything is perfect, right? Everything is perfect, right? So Allah is saying you can't reach that until you spend of what you love. Right? Look at the whole thing, right? Bir means perfection of piety. Right? It's used in different places in the Quran Sharif. Inna al-abrar lafi na'im. Mutawaffana ma'al abrar. I think I mentioned this once before. You know, we in Mina, right? And Mawlana Abrar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he would make it a point to sit with Hazrat Rahmatullah, listen to his nasihat, and then he would go back. So we'd accompany him until he comes to his tent. Now he comes to his tent, he's tired, so there's a pillow laid out, and he puts his head down. Just then, it would seem like a Shami or an Iraq, fair-looking, old person. He crawls in. We thought perhaps they are sharing the tent, so we couldn't say much. He put his head down, and he was gone. So then I thought to myself, he must have made a dua, وَتَوَفَّرَ مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. So whatever he was, but he made a dua perhaps, Allah take my soul with abrar, with the righteous, to the perfect righteousness. And he was gone. We saw that it was gone. The ambulance all comes on, whatever procedures are followed, right? So when this verse was revealed now, right, what was the response of the Sahaba Kiram to the revelation of this verse? So Zayd ibn Harisa, you know, first was Abu Talha, right? Abu Talha, you know, says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has revealed this verse. And the most priceless commodity in my possession is this orchard that I got in the precincts of the Haram. Today, I think to myself, you are so today, it will go for billions, right? More than billions, right? Right in the precincts of the Haram. Now today, it's part of the Haram, right? It was first time when we saw that priesthood. But now, it's part of the Haram, right? So it was in worth billions, right? So I said, this is the most priceless commodity that I've got, and I'm making it to Allah Ta'ala. Right? So, malun rabih or malun ra'i. One of the words, right? This is something very great, very, very great, profitable. Right? So the Bishop then suggested to him, I suggest that you put it into some of your family members, right? Give it to them, right? So now he saw in his paternal cousins two Sahaba Ikram, one was Hassan ibn Sabit, and one was Ubay ibn Ka'b, right? His paternal. And one is joining up with him at the fifth ancestry, one of the six ancestry, right? I ask you sometime when I teach the hadith, I tell the boys, tell me any of you who can remember his ancestry after the third, fourth generation. Nobody lost all contact. How are you going to make sila like me? How are you going to connect? No one, all right, one, two, three. After that, khalas, then we do. So connect, right, connect. So he saw now his paternal. And they say that Ubay ibn Ka'b wasn't gharib, he wasn't a poor person. Mimmaya siris sahaba. Was all right. But perhaps what I understand, he wanted to make him materially more strong. Because he was a leading ulama, Ubay ibn Ka'b. Right? He was one of the leading ulama. So he wanted to make him a little bit more strong. So that it gives him the opportunity of doing more work. When he's materially secure and he's leading, then he can do better work. So let me give it to him. Give it to him and Hassan ibn Sabit. Half this one got, half that one got. Right. Hazrat Zayd ibn Harisa came to him when he saw, hey, this is that now. I want to reach that perfection in righteousness. Because, you know, how you look at it, graphically look at it, right? See, those that are over 55, right? So understand that this is your last leg of the journey, right? Out of 55. Because the first leg is about 27, right? First leg of the journey, 27, 28. And the second leg is about 56, right? And from there onwards then that's the last leg. Right? But very few will live to about 86, 87, very few will live, right? So that's the last leg. So when you're in the last leg, then you must make the best. Because there's no such a thing like, you can go back to 25. You go on past that line, can you revert? Can't revert. Now when you, at that point now, make the best of it. You know, understand it like this. Make it a little bit graphic for you to understand. Person is in the marathon, right, from Marisburg. He came into the last leg of the journey, and he discovered he's breaking the world record. And if he puts a little bit more, he can break the world record two times. Now, he's already picturing all the gold coins that will come flashing down, right? You can see the publicity he'll get over the media, right? You can see all that. You can see the big companies buying him off, right? You can see all the prices, everything coming, the name, the publicity, the wealth, everything, right? What will he do at that time? So, hamare mein aur usme kya fark hai? What's the difference between us and him? He has got that yakin. Do we have that yakin? He's got that yakin. I'll do this, and this is what's going to happen, right? So he's got that yakin. So, he saw now, this is my priceless horse. I'm giving that out. Right? It doesn't mean that something is a little bit deficient, you can't give it out. Wala tayammamul khabisa min tumsikun. Don't give something defective, right? But don't give that defective item intentionally. I want to see something broken down, then I'll give it away. Properly used, then I'll give it away. Now, what you like, give what you like. So, in our terms, you got 5 mercs outside your house, right? From the 5 mercs, I need about 2-3, right? But one is a choice, you know, one is a choice one. Let me give that. Batao, koi kar sakta hai aaj? Koi kar sakta hai? You know, iska charm kaam isse bhi chal jayega, bhai. Corolla de denge, to he's, you can run his business. That's how we think. And see this sahabi, Zaid ibn Harisa, right? And how he's reasoning. The price animal, the price, let me give it away. Because, mimma tuhibboon, right? I was talking muhabbat, right? So when there's real love, there must be a token. There must be a sign that you are really in love, right? Think of the days, you know, engagement, all this was carrying on, right? And then those exchange gifts and all that. And now you're just married now, yes. And then she says, you know, you're really bonding very well, very, very well. Like, you know, first time in your life, you're seeing something like this, whatever. You're still doing all the discoveries, you know, the contours, all that. And at that time she wants to know, what's the extent of my love? And you got 6 Rolls Royce. Then what do you do? What do you say? The choice is Rolls Royce, take that. What do you say that? So what is the token of love that you have got with Allah Ta'ala? Ye poochho. Logo ke saath to ye muhabbat. And that girl, what can she do? She can do something maybe a few years, right? Make your rotis or whatever. Right? She can do something. But how long she can do it? For a few years she can do it. Can she be there forever? Her beauty, her service, all that, can you? And ask you what Allah Pak didn't do for you. And then he's asking, لَن تَنَعُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. So for this one here, you could do so much, right? Umrah not without me. Nafal Hajj not without me. For a drive to Cape Town not without me. Investments, I must also have a stake in that. Everything, right? You're giving something to your brother, first get it approved by me. Don't do it independently. He didn't marry you, I married you. Right? So she got so much of authority over you, and Allah Pak, where's he then? Where's Allah Pak? لَن تَنَعُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. What you love. And then in the kindness of Allah, Allah Pak didn't say give everything away. He didn't say all. What he said? مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Something what you love. Not everything. See that kindness. As you could have said, everything, like all the previous girls now, married in COP, commercial, everything is mine now. Nobody can claim. She's taking haram. And when she's taking haram, she don't want to admit my legal right. So the legal right, it's not a legal right, right. Prostitution is also legal right. Can anybody charge you for prostitution? No. So, usually it's also legal right. Gambling is also legal right. So can anybody charge you for that? They can't charge you. You can't say that because it's a legal right, therefore it's halal. Talk is also a legal right. pig also, swine also is legal, right? So because of it being a legal right, does it make it halal? Doesn't stage a change. Status doesn't change. Haram is haram class. Right? So the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, mimma tuhibbun, what you love, what you really cherish, something of what you really cherish is that. Can you see now Abu Talha, what is given? Zayd ibn Harisa, what is given? Umar radiallahu anhu says, I got a slave woman, she is something too priceless. This beauty, you can't get it. But I'm too attached, I give her away. In the name of Allah, I give it away. So that's the person now. Dahdar radiallahu anhu, he comes to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says, you see, Lantan al Birra, wherever he said it, right? And he says, see, I got two farms. And I make both the farms for Allah Ta'ala. Now look at the heart. Any comparison? No comparison. The reason in consideration says, alright, but I ask you, leave one for your wife and children, and the other you can give away. That's now Rasulullah's magnanimity. So, Ya Rasulullah, you be a witness, this one farm that I've got here, that's the crop, there's a prize crop I've got. I got Ajwa, etc., prize crop. Right? And that Ajwa, in Medina Munawara, that normally gives a double yield. And one yield is about 300 kilos. Right? 300 kilos. And Ajwa Kajur, price Ajwa Kajur, 1 kilo is how much? Mullah? How much? 200 riyals, right? I do the mathematics, I can't make all the mathematics. You make the mathematics. It was 600 trees, Ajwa is got right. I said, Ya Rasulullah, you be a witness that this one that's got the price, that's in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you see that? That was that iman. And Rasulullah was so delighted at that point. He says, Kam min diyarin fiyahin wa isqin ridahin li abid daddah. How many orchards he's got, you know, in Jannat, orchards and palatial homes he's got. Who? Abu Dahda. See, that confidence, that yaqeen in the word of Rasulullah Paksam, that's what the Tabligh Jamaat is drumming on your head, right? What's he drumming on your head? Yaqeen ko sahi karo. That when the Fazail Kitab is read, it's not just you're going through the motion, no. It's not a motion, right? Believe in that. This is the reward. This is what I'm going to get. And then try and visualize it. I'm going to get this much. Yeah. I'm going to get this much. Listen with that level of yaqeen. Then you see it's a different thing altogether. Allah Baktufi has said.